Third quarter ready to begin. Potter's got the ball teed up on the near hash mark to our left at the 40. Two men deep. And Potter's going to drive this one higher and deeper, and Reed will catch it with 1 foot in the end zone. Touchback. And the Tigers take over first down and 10 from their 20.
And like we said in the halftime break, this will be a very interesting first drive of the second half. We see a different Tigers offense, maybe the one we saw in that second drive. So it'll be interesting here to see how we perform against this Concord Minutemen defense.
Well, whatever they do, they need to score. It would be highly necessary for them to put points on the board down by 10 to this high-powered Concord offense. Quentin Brock and company go to work. Schenk in the backfield behind him. And they're going to run it left. And Brock cuts up inside one defender and then another, and he'll struggle forward for 2 yards before he's grabbed around the neck and thrown to the ground. Eli Castaneda on the stop for Concord. Second down and 8.
Just some tough sledding there on the right side of that Tiger offensive line. Some good pursuit there by that left outside linebacker for Concord. Stop that for a 2-yard gain.
Ball now on the far hash mark. The near side of the field is the left side of the formation. Play clock at 12. Schenk behind Brock. Wings on either side. Option play. Brock's going to keep it. Late pitch back. Reed will tuck it in and turn up field, and he'll struggle forward to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards for the Tiger halfback. Sets up third down and 1.
And those are good type of plays. Like, again, we don't need – the 68-yard runs are great. Don't get me wrong. But these type of – we've seen it before. These 3-, 4-, 5-yard rushes,
yes.
Just body blows. We just got to keep those going.
Kidney punches.
Yep.
Third down and 1. They have to get the ball right to the 30. The ball is just outside the 29-yard line, so they really have about 2 feet to get. Brock, quarterback sneak. He's got the first down outside the 30 and still going. And finally, he hits the turf at the 33-yard line. He gets 4 yards and a quarterback sneak. With 10:28 left to play in the third quarter, Warsaw gets a first down. There's a Tiger lineman. A little slow to get up, but he is back up. That is Contreras. He'll limp back to the huddle, and it'll be first down and 10 Tigers. 10.5 minutes left to go, third quarter. Concord 17, Warsaw 7. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. Logan Carl is out here with one-on-one coverage. Owens is in the slot on the left. Ooh, and then Brock gets thrown to the ground back at the 30-yard line. They were coming headhunting for him on that one. It's a loss of a yard back to the 32-yard line. Stop made by Carson Weirich, who blitzed from the outside. Second down and 11.
Yeah, he kind of just sliced through that offensive line there. Quentin made that fake to the halfback, and just number 7 was right there.
Yes, he was. Tigers to the line. Ball in the middle of the field now at the 32. They need to get to the 43 to get a first down. Schenk in the backfield. Brock takes a snap, fakes the pitch, rolling out, pressure, throws it on the run, down the field, tipped in the air, and a dive for it, and it's going to be incomplete. Owens got a hand on it, and then Logan Carl also had a shot at it. And then a really interesting conversation very quick, about 5-6 seconds, between Craig Kaler, the coach at Concord, and Logan Carl. I don't know whatever Craig said to him. Logan shook his head like he agreed. Third down and 11.
I'm sure it was something positive and uplifting, or like nice attempt.
I think it was. Yeah. Big play here. Warsaw's got to make this a manageable fourth down. Option play, rolling left. Brock gonna throw it on the run, throws it low, incomplete. Intended for Reed, but it bounced into his shins. It's fourth down and 11. Mark Curtis stares out at the field. Looks to me like he's going to go for it. Oof.
I don't know how to read the tea leaves on that one.
Well, he's hoping for some sort of penalty, right? He's He knows that this team on 4th and 11 is going to have a hard time getting 12 yards.
Yeah.
He's going to send three wideouts in the pattern, no halfbacks this time. A 4th and 11. Brock back to throw, rolling out, being chased from the backside, lofts it up, got a man open. It's Tucker Reed, but it's over his head and out of bounds. And the Minutemen have stopped the Tigers at their own 32-yard line with 9:13 to go in the third quarter, and they take over on downs with a chance to increase what is already a 10-point lead.
And Tucker did have a step on his defender. Ball just kind of floated on QB there, trying to get Tucker to run under it, but Tucker did have a step on him. But, man, if there was ever a time for the Tiger defense to step up and hold the opponent, this is it. Because down, you know, you let a touchdown go by 24-7, that's
yep,
it's a lot.
Well, it's almost impossible. A field goal is all the Tigers can allow here and realistically give themselves a chance. This is Gomez on the delayed handoff. He'll run to the right. He'll get inside the 30. I've gone down at the 27-yard line after a gain of 5. Flores, Ortega, and Sweet on the stop. For Concord, it'll be 2nd down and 5. And Concord goes without a huddle. Although they're not really in a hurry because Brunner is way off by the hash marks to get the play from the Concord coaches. They're just at the line of scrimmage, and they'll adjust to the play call as needed. 2nd down and 5. Ball in the right hash mark, the side closest to us. Bo takes a snap, blitz on. He'll dump it over the head of the defender to Brunner, or to Brevard, and he's inside the 15-yard line and out of bounds at the 11-yard line. That's a quick 16-yard pass to Reese Brevard, and it's 1st down and 10 for Concord.
And that was just a simple screen pass to the right. Some pulling linemen for Concord gets out, makes those two blocks, and we just couldn't get off those blocks.
If you're going to send extra people, they are going to throw it right over the heads of those people. And that's what's happening.
My high school coach used to tell our defensive linemen, if your offensive lineman, the person in front of you, if he lets you go, you didn't beat him. That's a screen.
Brunner sends a man in motion, and whistles and flags fly. This will be a 5-yard penalty against Concord for illegal procedure. There was a time at the end of Tim Dawson's reign and early into Craig Kaler's where Concord would regularly have 75 to 100 yards in penalties and still win just because
they're that good.
They were that talented. When, and I know he's listening, and Rob, I know, will remember this. Rob Reniker and I, when we first started doing games, Concord Warsaw was the last game of the season, and a lot of years it was 2 4-4 teams trying to see who is going to finish with a winning regular season record. Things have changed significantly for both. Brunner on the handoff to Brevard, sweeping right to the 15, to the 10. He gets pushed out of bounds on the Tiger sideline at the 9-yard line. So that's a gain of 6 yards or 7. 7. So it'll be 2nd down and 8. They can get a 1st down at about the 1-yard line. 8:20 left to play, third quarter. Concord already up 17-7 and threatening to score again. From the right hash mark, Brevard behind Brunner. Claps his hands, takes a snap, play action fake, going to roll out to his left. That's the wide side pump fake. Chase from behind, gets away at the 10. The quarterback slips down, and Brunner goes down at the 5-yard line, or he might have scored. You had Muniz Benermudez had a real shot at him and couldn't get him down. So it's a gain to the 5-yard line. It's a 4-yard gain, and it sets up 3rd down and 4. Well, if you could get Concord to kick a field goal here and it'd only be 20-7, that would be a huge, huge difference.
I would consider that a win at this point.
Oh, yeah.
For taking
sure.
Over at the 32-yard line? Yeah.
Yes. 3rd down. They have to get the ball to 1 to get a 1st down. Brunner, hands off left for Brevard. He'll turn upfield. He gets hit. He gets pushed out of bounds. He didn't make it. He goes out of bounds at the 3-yard line, and we've got an injured Tiger. It was the Tiger that made the hit.
Is that Ortega?
No, I don't think so. We'll wait and see who it is. I think I know who it is, but I don't ever want to say until I know for sure. 7:31 left to play third quarter. Fourth down and two coming up for Concord. And at the moment, the offense is huddling around to Craig Kaler. Immediately, the player that was injured grabbed his shoulder. My guess is it's a stinger.
Yeah.
Because he put his shoulder into Brevard, and Brevard was running at almost full speed. So the injured player lying just inside the east sideline and inside the 5-yard line, and you have a couple of Warsaw trainers attending to the injured player. And Fletcher Pohl is the injured Tiger. And he is walking off, leaning to his right, which yep. It's that right shoulder. By the way, since the trainers are on the field, Trevor Pruitt, one of our Warsaw trainers, his mother passed away. The funeral service was today. So our thoughts and prayers with Trevor and his family as he deals with the loss of his mom. Offense on the field for Concord. They're going to go for it on fourth down and two from the 4-yard line. Almost 3 yards to get. They have to get the ball inside the 2-yard line, almost to the one. Ball to the left hash mark. Tigers need a stop here. Down by 10. Brunner takes a snap, fakes the handoff. Going to roll out, looking toward the end zone. He's going to take off and run, and he'll score. Touchdown, Brunner. Flores Ortega had him lined up, and Brunner put his right foot in the ground and spun around him and scores with 7:25 left to play in the third. It's 23-7 Concord.
Yeah, and that was just a rollout to the right, so he had options there. He had three receivers he could pick from. Credit to our defensive backs that covered him mostly, but there was some running room available, and Brunner took advantage.
Potter now for the point after. Snap, spot, kick goes away, and the kick is good. 7:25 to go in the third quarter. The new score, Concord 24, Warsaw 7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 24-7, Concord now with the lead. 7:25 left to play in our third quarter. Potter to kick off. And he is perfect on touchbacks so far tonight. And he'll run up to it on the near hash mark and put his right foot into it. And he'll drive that one into the end zone as well. As Reed had just a moment where he was thinking about jumping up and trying to play that ball, but you're better off just to start at the 20.
Yep. To say that this is a important part of the game would probably be an understatement.
Yeah. Down by 17, you have to score now.
Yep.
One play or 15
yep.
matters not. You have to score if you want to get back into this game. Brody Duncan in at fullback for the Tigers. Two wideouts to the right. Halfbacks on either side of the formation. Harmon right and Reed on the left. Brock option play on the left. He'll give it up the middle. And not much there for Duncan, who gets 2 yards to the 22. Stopped on the play by Buss for Concord. Second down and 8. Next week, the Tigers will be on the road at Plymouth. The renewal of that great rivalry. Warsaw has played no other school more in football than the Rockies. We'll be on the air at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Brock, option play, going to keep it this time, and there's just not much there. He'll get a yard to the 23. And stopped on the play by the interior of that Minuteman yep. line, including Lucas Whitman, a junior, 6'4", 200. Third down and 6. Check that. Third down and 7 coming up for the Tigers with 6 and a half to go, down by 17 here in the third quarter. Brock with Duncan behind him. Takes a long look now around, and now he's talking with Wyatt Harmon, and Warsaw's going to have to take timeout. Timeout, Tigers, 6:09 to play here in the third. Warsaw trails by 17 to Concord. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith here at Fisher Field. Steve Scott back at the station, but his heart is with us always. 6:09 to go, third quarter. Concord 24, Warsaw 7. Even if Concord holds on to win, Warsaw and Concord would be level in the standings. Plymouth and Mishawaka are the only other 2-0 teams in the league heading into play tonight. We'll see the Cavemen in 2 weeks up at Steel Stadium. Big play here. Third down and 6. Ball to Tiger 23. After the timeout, Brock, option play right, pitches back late. Reed trying to get to the corner. Brevard stuffs it out, throws him to the ground after a gain of 1. Reese Brevard says, no, no, you are not getting past me. It's now fourth down and 6, and the Tigers have no choice but to go.
Yeah. And just great pursuit there by Brevard. It's just being an athlete, just the gifts that God's given him, and he's using them.
As hard as it is to tackle him, it's equally hard to block
him.
Oh,
man, yeah. Yep.
And now Warsaw needs 6 yards to keep this drive alive and their hopes realistically alive. Return the ball over to Concord inside their 25-yard line. Option play right. Brock's going to turn upfield, and he won't get anywhere close. He got to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 3, but that's about half of what he needed. And Concord takes over on downs with 5:21 left to go in the third. A chance to put their foot on the Tigers' throw right here.
Yep. If you give credit, we haven't talked. We've talked about, you know, number 1, number 5 a lot tonight, but give credit to the defensive line for Concord. That was one of the keys in our pregame was how well our offensive line could push back that Concord defensive line. And so far, save for that second drive, which included that 68-yard run, Concord's defensive line has had their way with our offensive line.
Yep, they pushed us around, haven't they? Brunner and the offense going for the kill right here. Play action fake. Brunner looking down the middle. Nobody open. Will run to his left, being chased from behind. He'll get out of the pocket and go down inside the 25-yard line to the 23-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 3 yards. Villa and Carl were over there to stop him. Second down and 7.
A lot of running around for 3 yards.
Yes. And again, what we said at the beginning, I stand by. Brunner is not a guy who's looking to run first, but he has shown you that he certainly is able to run. Second down and 7. From the 23, Gomez in the backfield, and they will hand it to him. It'll spin away from one tackler and go down inside the 21-yard line. Gain of about 2 more yards. Villa on the stop with help from Nelson and Stouffer, and it's third down and about 6 coming up for Concord with 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. Concord leading 24-7.
See if we can get a stop here, third down.
It would be a hefty field goal from here, about 41 yards, but Potter's already made from 48. Back to throw. It's going to be a quarterback draw, and he's going to take off. He's going to get the first down and more inside the 10, inside the 5, and he scores. And I don't think anybody touched him on his way to the end zone. Touchdown for Brunner. And there again, he saw an opening down the middle of the field, and he just said, I'll take it. And he did, and it's 30-7.
Well, that was a designed quarterback draw. And as soon as he dropped back to pass, all of our defensive backs just kind of assumed, and especially our defensive line, assumed that it was going to be a pass. And a couple of them had their backs turned to Brunner, and Brunner just ran, you're right, just ran without even being touched or seen right up the middle for that touchdown.
The Minutemen, who have had to deal with losing to the Tigers with 12 seconds left all summer, getting their paybacks here tonight. Kick is good by Potter. It is 31-7 in favor of Concord with 3:51 left to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith on stats, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Concord 31, Warsaw 7. Tigers went for it. Didn't make it. Gave the ball to Concord, and they punched it in. 20-yard run by their quarterback, Bo Brunner, who's 3 rushing touchdowns in the game. He had 2 rushing touchdowns in the first 4 games.
Huh.
But he's been terrific tonight. And remember, these two teams could meet in November, either in the sectional semifinals or in the championship. The Concord's going to remember that.
It seems apparent that they've remembered the sectional finals from last year.
They talked about it all week this week.
You can totally tell.
They talked about it all week this week. Anytime anybody asked, and sometimes when they didn't. Potter, another deep kickoff. Reed's going to get to return this one from the 1-yard line. Coming out, 15. He's to the 12. He got thrown backwards. The ball came out. They're going to say he was down, and Reed could be injured. Oh, he got his knee bent backwards. There were 2 Minutemen right there. One was laying on him, and the other threw him backwards. And Tucker is down in a heap, and this could be really, really bad. Training staff comes running out onto the field. Reed is officially going to be marked down at the 15-yard line. But the concern right now is the right leg of Warsaw's number 5. And Tucker's still down on the turf. Concord covered that kickoff beautifully. It blew the Tigers up at the point of attack.
Yeah.
Tucker had no chance. Nope. There were 3 guys that met him at the 15-yard line. You know how fast Tucker is. 3:46 to go in the third quarter. Concord 31, Warsaw 7. And Warsaw is the leading rusher for the season. Tucker Reed is laying on the turf while they are looking at his leg. Now, what I see them working on is down lower, maybe the ankle.
Ankle.
Ankles heal much faster than knees.
Absolutely.
For those of you scoring at home.
Probably be the lesser of two evils.
Yes.
He's going to get up.
He's being helped to his feet, and now let's see what happens next. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Going to put one arm around Bart Curtis, one around Corey, and they're going to pick him up and take him off. He tried, and he just can't go. And if he can't go, then it really hurts. 3:46 left to play in the third quarter. 31-7 Concord. The guy that you would consider Warsaw's most dangerous weapon is being carried off the field. That's not good. At all.
Nope.
From the 15-yard line, first down and 10. Warsaw will have to carry on without him. Harmon on the right side. Parker Sweet in the game on offense on the left. They're going to pitch it back to Harmon, sweeping to the near side. Breaks a tackle, breaks another. Gets across the 20. He's out to the 24-yard line. And that's a 9-yard gain for Wyatt Harmon on first down. Right now, it's about building first downs. Now we have an injured Concord player down on the field. That'll be Matthew Gunawan, who is slow to get up. The Concord training staff comes out to work with him. After the game, our post-game coverage, final, looks like maybe a cramp. We've seen that before.
Yes, we have.
After the game, final scoring, drive of the game, final stats, play of the game. So stay tuned for all of that. Plus, Steve is giving us scores, updating them on the fly. Mishawaka leading Goshen 59-0. Northwood has taken the lead on Northridge 15-7. That's in the fourth. Plymouth leads at Wallasey in their homecoming game 21-14. Gunawan walking off under his own power. Tigers facing second down and one. And for the first time in my memory, Daylon Fitzpatrick is into the game at fullback for Warsaw. Ball in the near hash mark at the Tiger 24. Concord leading 31-7. Under center is Quentin Brock. Hands off up the middle, Fitzpatrick. He's got the first down and more. Still going. And finally, Brevard just jumps on his back until gravity takes over. And they get yardage out to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards. Is that right? 9 yards? First down, Tigers. There haven't been many of those. That's just their seventh of the contest.
But I think the key now is just to get something positive here.
Well, it's game reps.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Brock, hands off up the middle. Oh, Fitzpatrick, Matt White at the line of scrimmage. Parker Schaefer stopped him and then walked right over top of him. No gain, second down and 10.
And there's that interior defensive line for Concord shining again.
Yeah.
You talk about five, you talk about one, but they've been very, very good tonight.
They really only had a few plays where they faltered.
Yep.
One of those was Shanks' 68-yard run that set up the Tigers' only touchdown. Second down and 10 from the 33 of the Tigers. Warsaw down by 24. And it's Brock on the keeper. He turns upfield 40 to the sideline, 45. He's to midfield, still going inside the 45-yard line. And he'll be brought down at the Concord 43-yard line. That's a 24-yard gain and a first down for the Tigers.
That's one of the few times tonight that there's been some daylight running to the edges there. And that time there's some good blocking on that left side.
2:10 left to play in the third. Warsaw trailing 24-7, working toward the north end of Fisher Field. Brock with Fitzpatrick behind him. And he gives on the counterplay to Harmon. Harmon's got a hole. Oh, Harmon got tripped up. I don't know if someone grabbed him or if he tripped over somebody else's foot. He would have easily scored. And instead, he goes down at the 35-yard line after a gain of 8. The counterplay run for the first time tonight, and it was beautifully executed.
I think he tripped over his feet.
You think he tripped over himself?
I think so, but
okay,
man. Lots of running room.
Yeah, he did. Second down and 2. Now Brock stands up after going under center as they look to change the play. 5 on the play clock, plenty of time. Quentin will send a man in motion, and they'll hand off up the middle, and Fitzpatrick will jump over the pile.
Should be enough. I
think he got the first down. Yes.
Okay.
Chain gang's moving. Gain of 3, first down Tigers. 107 left to play third quarter. Warsaw down 24-7 to Concord.
31.
31-7. What'd I say?
24.
I apologize. The difference is 24. You're right.
We wish it was 24.
31-7 Concord. Tigers on the move, though, at the Concord 32. Brock fakes the pitch, quarterback sweep, turns upfield, got some good blocking, stiff arms a man at 30 and gets pushed out of bounds. Good play by Derek Gomez, who's a really valuable part of this Concord team on both sides of the ball. And he stops the Tiger quarterback after a gain of 2 with 40 seconds to play in our third quarter.
And I know it was only a gain of 2, but Wyatt Harmon completely obliterated his defender.
Yes,
so
got to
give him a shout-out. That was a great block.
Thank you for seeing who that was. Carl way out to the right. Owens near side right. Wings on either side. Option play. Brock's going to keep it. He'll make a man miss and then be thrown to the ground inside the 30-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress to the 27, which is a gain of 3 yards, and sets up third down and 5. So we play out the final 25 seconds of quarter number 3. Tigers marching from their own 15-yard line. And I'm looking down below, and Tucker Reed is laying on the training table, and it is an ankle.
Yep.
It's his left ankle. So we'll see what the training report looks like in the morning on that. And that's going to do it for the third quarter of play. With a score, Concord 31, Warsaw 7. We start the fourth after the 60-second timeout on News Now Warsaw.